Okay, good morning, everybody. We'll start with a, with an update of the research agenda.
Right, thank you. I'm not going to go through each of the projects here. This is more of a general update and an opportunity for you to ask questions about the program generally. But I do want to make one basic point, and we're all concerned that we've got this great big research pot of research projects that looks as if it's big and quite daunting, but they all have, some of them are quite intense in terms of their narrow scope, some are much broader, some are longer term, some are short term. What I've tried to do in the paper is just categorise these things as those that I think might actually make their way eventually to the board in the shorter term as opposed to the longer term and so on. I was a bit reluctant to do that because it actually means you have to prejudge the outcomes of some of these things. And even if you look at on page 3, projects not expected to result in standard setting activity, it's going to be inflation. And you're not going to see the paper till next month, and I don't want to prejudge the outcome of that, but we're also trying to get a bit of a signal that some of these things are more exploratory in nature and some of them won't end up in, causing any disturbance to the standards at all. So just with that in mind, I'm pleased to answer any questions you have about any of the individual projects or the balance of the program as a whole.
Alan, I was just wondering, right at the beginning, you've got within 1 or 2 years, we've never really done a standard that quick, have we?
It's true.
That's because we didn't do proper research.
Yeah, this is the point is, if you go out, and maybe it should be 2 or 3, but it's 1 or 2. Essentially, if you go out...
1 or 2 days.
Yeah. Even with BizCom under common control, if we go out with a discussion paper later this year that actually sets a... BizCom under common control is a nice one in a way, because that one, we know what the problem is. The question is, what's the best answer in terms of a solution? So a discussion paper for that one would actually set out what we think is the right accounting, what the consequences are, and so on, and we'd be asking for feedback on that. And if you get good feedback, reasonably positive, then you can go quite quickly to an ED and finalise quite quickly. So I think that's where the speed comes along on that. So that's why I say 1 to 2 years. But what I'm trying to signal is it's not going to be 2 years before we ask people to comment. They're going to start to see things quite quickly on those three projects.
Very good.
Aaron, I have one very simple question. I assume, you know, these projects will be the major part of the agenda consultation document. My question is, you know, I agree with the categorization, you know, short-term others, but if we put in the agenda consultation document, should we do so or keep it open? Let our, you know, constituencies tell us.
My response is this, essentially. You control the agenda. It's your agenda. You do so with advice, obviously, from what people say. But I would be surprised if you feel compelled to need to ask on something like BizCom under common control. It's a known problem. We've been asked to do this by emerging economies and by OSCO as a matter of priority, and we know what the problem is. So I wouldn't see this as one where we come out with a potential solution and then say, but we'll wait until we see what the agenda consultation says.
No, I think
you can actually get some feedback on ones like that. When you go to the longer term projects and the ones on page 2 to 3, the projects identify application issues and some of the exploratory ones, then I think the agenda consultation might say, you know what, we're not sure that it's worth putting energy into that particular project, maybe you should rebalance your priorities. So I think there's a bit of a mixed bag here.
So your answer is, you know, in the agenda consultation document we'll have similar categories.
Yeah, I think what people are looking for is a signal that these are our priorities, and if they think that they're the wrong priorities, they should tell us that. But having said that, I don't think that the agenda consultation is the one window where it says go, no go on a particular project. We know there are problems with BizCom under common control. They've been well documented, and it's a matter of you've got to use a judgment as to whether you should put a solution in place.
Mary?
A few thoughts on this paper. One is, I think it's good to be focusing on the research agenda and trying to make progress on these, to at least do problem definition, because I think it will inform and, you know, make more usable the response that ultimately we get from the agenda consultation. So I think good to be trying to say, okay, do we have a, if you and I both say let's do something on pensions, that we have an understanding that's the same thing that we're supporting or not. So pleased to see this here. Just flipping through the projects, one is the business combinations under common control. I think there's a related and unfortunately complicating issue that I'd at least like to acknowledge, which is, you know, and something we described, which is I think there's an interaction with separate financial statements and kind of the question of what is the perspective of separate financial statements. Is it a proportion of the group or is it a focus on the legal entity? And I think that question, which cuts across a number of different standard setting areas, could interact here. I'm not looking for an answer to that, certainly not at the table today, but I think it interacts with this BizCom under common control issue, and but I'd like to at least see it acknowledged as something we want to think about. On the equity method of accounting on page 7, I see there's consideration of proceeding with a short-term project, and I guess I don't have a good sense of what the overall objective is, and so I hesitate a bit to say let's pull out and do X as a short-term if I'm not sure that the short-term is heading in the same place as the long term. You know, I'd like to see how the pieces fit together. On pensions, I used as my example the page 15, because I think the hybrid plans issue is a real problem, and we should be looking hard at prioritizing work in this area. I don't know if we can do hybrid. You know, we've tried a couple of times to do hybrid plans only and not take the whole of pension accounting. And so I think, and from what we've seen before, I think getting a discussion paper together on this that looks at the broader issue could be quite challenging. It's a reason I'd prioritize it rather than say, therefore, let's not touch it. But if we decide that we're going to try and do hybrid plans alone, you know, this is the more focused, I think we'll have to have a good understanding of context. I think last thing, sorry, I just lost my note, is in the performance reporting and the plan to publish the FRC research paper. I know in the past we've had mixed results with publishing for comment, something that the board has not itself had substantial discussion of. In terms of more embracing it as saying, yes, we think this is our vision of a way forward. And so I'd encourage us just to look at process around that one, not process for the sake of process, but to make sure that we aren't creating overstated expectations in terms of whether it's the basis for the way that we want to proceed as opposed to, you know, useful research that will inform our thinking.
Just respond to a couple of those things. I'll have to maybe touch base with you afterwards about this come under common control, but certainly the issue of separate financial statements and transactions under common control is something that's part of that, because that does affect the individual entities, because you've got a when you've got a BizCom under common control, you're obviously transferring from one party to another. Mm-hmm. And there's a question about whether or not that transfer should be altered in some way, because it's a common control transaction. And the risk is, as soon as you start to deal with business common control transactions for a business combination, you have a massive spillover to any sort of transfer pricing. So you've got to be very cautious with that. The other points, I won't go through each of the individual ones, but it does highlight the risk of actually even signalling any of those things, because before I came into the meeting, the one word I underlined in equity method was the first word of the second sentence that says if. And of course, you haven't seen the proposal to split this into two, a short-term and a longer-term project. We're taking that to ASIF next week, and then it comes back to the board in April, and that will actually set out exactly what we mean by those things. So this is peeking ahead a little bit, but I'm trying to give a bit of a signal that nobody gets a major surprise all of a sudden. Where did equity method come out of the blue from? And the other thing is that these issues here under the longer-term, you know, some of these are really quite, as you say, post-employment benefits. The Kimi's working very hard on that. It's a high priority, but it's going to be hard. So I don't want to signal to people that this is going to come out later this year. Yeah. We are giving it high priority, but the performance reporting in particular, I see that as being, that's going to be a really difficult project, because we know from our experience in FSP that is very controversial as an issue. quite politically charged, so it's going to be a hard one to get through.
Changwu?
Thank you. There are many good research projects, but I'm just wondering, in addition to the Weigu's question, what is the nature of agenda consultation? We did the 2011 good agenda consultation. Based on such a consultation, there are many projects are going on. So for example, rate regulated activities, we are at the stage of the maybe some issuing, exposure draft. So it seems to me the coming agenda consultation is kind of a zero-based consulting. So everything's cleaned up and then we are building up a new project, or 2011 there we had a good consultation and we had a kind of good directions of some specific standards projects. So I'm just wondering what the effect of a new agenda consultation on the, maybe the well-established research projects.
The board will be given an opportunity, I'm sure, in the next few months to look at the agenda consultation, because you'll have to approve the request for information or request for views that we put out on that. And I think that's the place where we should spell out quite clearly how this research program relates to the agenda consultation. I don't think many people perceive this as being ground zero again, where we basically throw everything out and start again. There were good reasons for putting these things on, and the question is, now that we've made some more progress on those and got some better thinking, we will get some input as to say whether or not, maybe one of those things isn't worth doing much more on. And so you get some input that you can then decide whether to take it off the agenda. So I think it'll be, we've been having initial meetings about the timing of the document, but you'll get a chance to have some input into that.
Alan, a question about the way you categorize the project on provisions, contingent liabilities, contingent assets, bottom of page 2. You categorize it as a project to identify application issues rather than as a project which may lead to substantially amended standards. We are changing rather fundamentally the definition of a liability and the conditions for recognizing a liability in the conceptual framework, as a result of which we are possibly going to modify IS 37 as to when to recognize a liability. And I think this is relatively fundamental change rather than purely an application issue. I agree there are some other application issues, but clearly what we're going to do, if we do it, is more substantial. I'm not sure about the classification, a bit misleading here, I think.
I'll agree and disagree. I agree that if we go ahead with this, it'll be quite a major potential change. But I also was cautious not to prejudge on this. So I think if I put this into the, we expect to go ahead and change the standard, I would have had just as many people putting up their names and saying, well, we haven't actually made a decision on this yet. And at the moment, most of our efforts are in documenting the problems, because I do agree that if we pick up the framework and have another look at IS 37, we might get to a different outcome. But just because you have a framework that's changing doesn't mean you have to change the standard. So that's most of the work is on the.
So we only have an exposure draft of the framework, yep. So yes, far. We haven't finalised it.
Yes, of course, but it is.
Well, you can't prejudge that either.
Unlikely that we will.
Well, who knows?
We're planning to bring a paper in May on that one, so that'll give you more opportunity, and that may be that we, next time I do a report, it'll be reclassified, but we don't want to prejudge that.
Thank you. A project not expected to result in standard setting activity. That's what, what I'm talking about. Foreign currency translation. So it says the initial assessment phase has already been completed. And then if you look at the page nine, and the third box, and the seventh line from the bottom, it says giving the topic a lower priority on the research program means that the ISB and the IFRS Interpretation Committee are now freer to actively consider interpreting or amending IS 21 to address particular issues brought to the attention. I think it's strange. So if you have free interpretation or free amendment without considering concept basis, it may cause another inconsistency
within the standards. So therefore, I don't think this is the way to address why we assess the foreign currency issue is a lower priority. Having said that, we are going to ask in the agenda consultation. Let's see what is the outcome.
Any other comments, questions? No? Let's then move to disclosure.